Hello guys, welcome to my podcast. This is actually a leadership series with a guide. We're going to be using a guide from John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And so the whole essence of this series is to make you a better leader, a better person. And it's not just about gathering people to lead them. It's going to apply to your own personal life. It's going to show you how you are going to, you know, how you can achieve success, a higher measure of success, if you understand these laws. And so, because these laws are very much, for proper understanding, I'm going to be taking each law per podcast so that we can understand it better. So the first law of leadership by John Maxwell is the law of lead. This law says that the leadership ability is the lead that determines a person's level of effectiveness. That means that if you want to be effective, it all boils down to your ability to lead, your leadership ability. So the lower the individual's ability to lead, the lower the lead on his potential, and the higher the individual's ability to lead, the higher the lead on his potential. This means that if you are able to lead, then you have a better chances of accomplishing your goals and your goals and your targets. It simply means that your ability to lead determines how effective you will be. So if your leadership rate is an 8, then your effectiveness can never be greater than a 7. If your leadership rate is an 8, then your effectiveness can never be greater than a 7. If your leadership is only a 4, then your effectiveness will not be higher than a 3. You can imagine. So that means that there is a relationship, between your leadership ability and your effectiveness. So here is a story. Here is a story from the McDonald brothers. It is true that the McDonald brothers were financially secure, and theirs was one of the most profitable restaurant enterprises in the country, and they felt that they had a hard time spending all the money they made. Their genius was in customer service and kitchen organization. That talent led to the creation of a new system of food and beverage service. And in fact, their talent was so widely known in food service circles that people started writing them and visiting from all over the country to learn more about their methods. And at one point, they received as many as 300 calls and letters every month. So that led them to the idea of marketing the McDonald's concept. The idea of franchising restaurants wasn't new. It had been around for several decades. To the McDonald brothers, it looked like a way to make money without having to open another restaurant themselves. In fact, in 1952, they got started, but their effort was a dismal failure. The reason was simple. They lacked the leadership necessary. They lack the leadership necessary to make a larger enterprise effective. Dick and Maurice were good single restaurant owners. They understood how to run a business. They understood how to run a business, make their systems efficient, cut costs, and increase profits. They understood all this. They were efficient managers, but they were not leaders. Their thinking patterns clamped a lid down on what they could do and become. At the height of their success, Dick and Maurice found themselves smack dab against the law of lead. So that is just a short story to emphasize on your leadership, how necessary it is for you to have good leadership skills. So now I'm going to be comparing success without leadership and success with leadership. I'm actually going to show you what it really looks like to achieve success without leadership and success with leadership. We're actually going to be comparing both of them together, and then you, at the end of the day, you're going to see for yourself. Okay, let me give you a picture of what I mean. Let's say that when it comes to success, you are an 8, that is on a scale from 1 to 10. That's pretty good. I think it will be safe to say that the McDonald's brothers were in that range. But let also say that leadership isn't even in your radar. Remember, now we are looking at success without leadership. That means that you don't even want to lead. Leadership is not in your radar at all. Okay, so let's say you don't care about it and you make no effort to develop as a leader. You are functioning as a 1. So your level of effectiveness is going to be really very low, like on that 1 level. And if you want to increase your level of effectiveness, because you have seen that your level of effectiveness is low, and you want to increase your level of effectiveness, you have a couple of choices to make. You could either, number one, you could either work very hard to increase your dedication to success and excellence, that is to work toward becoming a 10. You know, we are using a scale of 1 to 10 here now to measure our level of effectiveness. So let's assume you don't want to be a leader, you don't want to have anything to do with leadership, and then you are trying to increase, you want to be effective, you are doing something, you want to be effective, so you are trying to increase your level of effectiveness. Or you have two choices. You could either decide to work very hard, and if you try to work hard towards becoming that, achieving a 10, it's possible that you could make it to that level. Though the law of diminishing returns says that the effort it would take to increase those last 2 points might take more energy than it did to achieve the first 8. So if you really killed yourself, you might increase your success by 21%. But you have another option. You can actually work hard to increase your level of leadership. Let's say that your natural leadership ability is a 4, slightly above average. Just by using whatever God-given talent you have, you already increase your effectiveness by 300%. But let's say you become a real student of leadership and you maximize your potential. You take it all the way up to a 7. Visually, the result is going to shoot up. You're going to get a higher level of results just because you're able to maximize your leadership skills. So without leadership, you can actually succeed, but your success will only bring a limited effectiveness. That means that without leadership, a person's impact is only a fraction of what it could be with good leadership. So that is what the law of lead is actually saying. So by raising your leadership ability without increasing your success dedication at all, that means if you don't want to even work, let's say you don't really want to stretch yourself, you don't want to work, I don't want to think, do all those mental things to make you succeed. These are the way we really work hard to kill ourselves, you know, to try to achieve something. But now I'm trying to show you how you can actually achieve that goal in an easier and better, less stressful way if you apply good leadership ability. So you are, without increasing your success dedication at all, you can actually increase your original effectiveness by 600%. The facts are here. Leadership has a multiplying effect. I've seen its impact again and again in all kinds of businesses and non-profit organizations, and that's why I've taught leadership for more than 30 years. This is coming from John Maxwell now. So, to change the direction of the organization, change the leader, you know, it even boils down to sports, whatever we do. The relationship between leadership and effectiveness is perhaps the most evident in sports, where results are immediate and obvious. Within professional sports organizations, for example, the talent of the team is really the talent of on the team is rarely the issue. It's not really the issue. The issue is just about every team has highly talented players, but the issue is leadership, not the talent of the team. It starts with a team's owner and continues with the coaches and some key players. When talented teams don't win, examine the leadership. So it's a very, very simple analogy. At times, you don't really need to work so hard, beat yourself up. All you really need to do is to look at the leadership. Look at the person who is leading, or if you are the leader, look at your leadership skills. What are you actually doing? Wherever you look, you can find smart, talented, successful people who are able to go only so far because of the limitations of their leadership. You get it? So other examples I could give you here, but I want to quickly go to ways you can apply the law of the lead to your life. Applying the law of the lead to your life. Number one, list some of your major goals. Try to focus on significant objectives, things that will require a year or longer of your time. List at least 5, but no more than 10 items. Now, identify which ones will require the participation or cooperation of other people. For these activities, your leadership ability will greatly impact your effectiveness. Number two, assess your leadership ability. Complete the leadership evaluation, you know, given to you. Maybe you have a coach or you are using a book or something. You have any leadership evaluation, you can actually complete it. But I have an evaluation here I can give you, but I can't really say now in this podcast. So you can drop a voice message on this podcast if you need the evaluation, the leadership evaluation. You can actually follow to assess your leadership ability, and I'll send it to you as soon as possible. Number three, ask others to rate your leadership. Talk to your boss, your spouse, your colleagues at your level, 3 people you lead about your leadership ability. Ask each of them to rate you on a scale of 1 to 10 in each of the following areas. Number one is people skills. Number two, planning and strategic thinking. Number three, vision. Number four, results. So average the scores, that is, after you have compared them, after you've asked them to rate your leadership, after you've gotten your scores, average the scores, compare them to your own assessment. Based on this assessment, is your leadership skill better or worse than you expected? If there is a gap between your assessment and that of others, what do you think is the cause, and how willing are you to grow in the area of leadership? You know, some people, when they hear leadership, they feel, oh, leadership is from something for some set of people. People are actually born leaders, and leaders can be made too. Leaders can be made too. You may not be born naturally. You may not have the natural traits of a leader, but you can actually learn it. You can actually learn it. So this series is going to show you how important it is for you to have some leadership skills, because you are going to be needing them actually at some point in your life, because there are some things you can just easily achieve, you know, without having to struggle too much if you have these leadership skills. And so that is what this podcast series is all about. Today we looked at the first law of leadership by John Maxwell. The next podcast series is going to be continue, you know, looking at all the laws. We have 21 laws, so we are going to consider them one after the other. We have done the first one today, so in my next podcast I'm going to look at the next law. So thank you guys for listening. I want you to practice listen to what I just taught you on, you know, listen to what I just spoke on, practice it. If you have any questions, you can drop it as a voice message and I'll respond to them as soon as possible. Thank you.